This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews sponsored by CUNA Mutual Group, Pulsate, PSCU, Pure IT Credit Union Services, and Genucy.
Welcome to our continued coverage of CUNA's Lending Council Conference here in San Diego, California. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Tony Molinari from nCino. How are you, Tony?
Good, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, you're very welcome. How's the conference going for you? I know we're kind of in the home stretch today, so how's it going for you?
So far, so good. It's been great. You know, attended a lot of great sessions, met a lot of nice people, a lot of clients.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people here.
Everyone likes the socks.
What's that?
I said everyone likes the socks.
They do. Oh, I saw the socks on you.
Yeah,
those are awesome, actually.
Grab a pair.
I will, definitely. Hey, anything stand out for you besides your session that we're going to talk about here in a few minutes? But any highlights for you that stand out?
Yeah, I think a lot of the focus on like the AI and the machine learning and using predictive analytics mm-hmm. to improve your risk management practices has been great. I attended the TransUnion Heart session yesterday,
mm-hmm.
looking at trended credit scores rather than just credit score as a point in time.
And, yes, that's evolving.
Some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely evolving for sure. So let's talk about your session. It was a pre-conference workshop. Can you share with me the topic and maybe a couple of highlights for folks out there?
Sure. It was on how to strengthen your loan portfolio management.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about credit risk management practices, looking at concentration risk, and different ways you can monitor changes in the risk within your portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at credit score migration, LTV migration, and then we talked about the margin pressure that's happening in the industry as the Fed raises rates and
mm-hmm.
takes money out of the system, and you know, deposits start to leave institutions, and how loan officers can, you know, help their CFO with managing that margin pressure,
mm-hmm.
because loan officers know their customers, their borrowers better than anyone.
Right.
They know what they have for funds, where those funds are,
mm-hmm.
and if we can get them involved in the deposit gathering process, then that can help, you know, fund some of those loans
right.
they're trying to put
right.
on. And then we talked about how to look at loan profitability and how to optimize your loan portfolio from a profitability perspective,
mm-hmm.
and whether it is considering how to allocate products within the loan portfolio, considering concentration risk and interest rate risk, and the other items that you should consider.
There's a lot of other items out there for sure.
Yeah.
So, gosh, I lost my train of thought. I apologize.
Sorry, that was a lot.
No. What did you want your audience to take back to their credit union, so to speak, on Monday morning based on the topic of your session?
Yeah, so I hope there were some good takeaways as far as different ways you can monitor risk within your portfolio, especially in the current environment. You know, rising interest rates
mm-hmm.
are going to put a lot of pressure on borrowers, and how we can get it on top of problems and be proactive before borrowers start missing payments,
mm-hmm.
and then also how lenders can be involved in the deposit gathering process.
Okay. Yeah, how times change so fast, because just a year or so ago, deposits were everywhere.
People
and now,
were trying to get rid of deposits.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now look, it's totally flip-flopped. So, so what's your take on that, on the cycle that we've gone through so quickly in the past year or so?
Yeah. You know, if we only knew what the Fed was going to do a year ago,
probably
wouldn't have bought all those low interest rate securities.
Enough said.
But yeah, it's interesting. So I think there's a lot of talk about deposit betas and if those are going to be, the same as last cycle from like 2015 to 2020, or if they're going to be increase, and you know what rates are you going to have to pay to retain your deposit relationships.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I personally think that just because of how fast the Fed has been raising rates, you know, the velocity of those rate increases, deposit beta is probably going to be a lot higher than last cycle, and you're really going to see who are your customers that you have relationships
mm-hmm.
with, who are your members that you mm-hmm. really have relationships with and are willing to give you non-interest-bearing deposits and not come in and say, hey, I want this rate, this special rate, the guy down the street is paying more, what historically probably has not been considered hot money.
Mm-hmm.
You might have a lot more hot money in your institution than you think.
Indeed, yeah. So much to think about these days. And I heard that the rise in interest rates is the fastest in history. This much, that much percentage so quickly. Nobody's ever seen that before in history. So we're dealing with kind of unprecedented times once again.
Yes.
So it's kind of like we were in the fire or no, we're in the frying pan and now we're back in the fire. Out of the frying pan and into the fire situation.
Yeah.
From the pandemic to now with inflation and all that type of stuff going on. So.
Yeah, definitely. I think in after World War I, from like 1918 to like the early 1920s, we had some crazy interest rate moves.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, you know, within the past 100 years, nobody alive has experienced this
interest
rate environment.
Exactly. And we've been spoiled by the low, low interest rates, you know? So
For
all those many years, and now it's kind of this big reality check.
All that free money, and now
exactly.
You have to pay for it.
I know. Good point. All right, Tony. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes. Appreciate the impromptu-ness of this interview. You did great, and look forward to another one down the road.
Thank you so much. Very happy to be here.
Yay!
Studio Lounge interviews sponsored by CUNY Mutual Group, Pulsate, PSCU, Pure IT Credit Union Services.
This episode
and
brought to you by
Genesis.
Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.